Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, there's virtually no realm in healthcare today that isn't adopting more technology. And from real-time wireless access to your own health parameters through smartwatches and wearables to implanted devices inside your body, technology is all over us. But can we secure it all? Hacking medical devices is not new, of course, but its popularity has grown with the increasing sophistication and quantity of electronics in these devices. Hacks on medical devices such as insulin pumps and implanted cardioverter defibrillators have also been known for several years now, and the chaos from the COVID-19 pandemic also created the perfect storm for hackers. So how can vital medical devices be kept safe, especially during a pandemic when professional healthcare staff can't monitor them in person? And what measures should medical device companies take to ensure patient safety? Well, we'll talk about that with Ian Hall, manager of client success Asia Pacific at Synopsys Software Integrity Group. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Ian, let's talk about hacking of medical devices. Can you share with us how this is done?
Well, medical devices, I think there has been a shift because of COVID. And I think a little bit, as you were saying, medical devices, even before COVID, they were a little bit, they had a general agreement that they're not as secure as other devices, probably because they're built on legacy systems, not really designed to connect to the internet. So they've had their vulnerabilities, and with COVID changing the way that people behave, you know, we don't go to the hospitals as much.
Right.
We try to have social distancing. You know, the hospitals themselves may be busy and not want to see us. So in fact, I've seen a McKinsey report saying that 40% of individuals have canceled appointments or for routine checkups or treatments. And so with that, there's just been this change in how devices are used. So
right.
We're switching to more of these remote technologies for remote diagnosis, remote monitoring. And I'm sure you've heard of Internet of Things, IoT, but there's also a parallel term of Internet of Medical Things, which is now popular. So it's a shift in medical devices. And with these being more popular, the risk of hacks and vulnerabilities in these systems has just increased. So an analogy is if you leave your door unlocked in a very quiet neighborhood, there's very little risk of someone coming into your home. But if suddenly a celebrity moves in next door, you're going to have a lot more people nearby and the risk is going to increase. And so with these devices, with all these increased risks, these could be, the risks that I'm talking about could be standard vulnerabilities in the software themselves, the way that they were developed. It could be open source risk because every you know, device nowadays, every piece of software uses open source. And I think another thing to keep in mind is that attackers out there also know that healthcare industry is a little bit distracted recently. And so the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services actually reported that in the first half of 2020, there's been a 50% increase in cyber attacks on hospitals. Obviously, that's not just medical devices and these types of things, but it's overall, I think it just shows you the interest that attackers have on these devices. And it could be that they're trying to take over function. It could be just that they're trying to find the medical records and other protected health information there.
It's mind-boggling why anyone or any organization, underground organization, would do such a thing. What is the end game, though, for hacking medical devices? Is it just mischief, or is there something more darker to it than that?
Well, I mean, I think you need to think about why, what could happen if something like this is, these type of devices are compromised. Obviously, the one thing that I think most people would be scared of, and rightly so, is that if you have access to these devices, that you can change their function.
Exactly.
So if it's a pacemaker, could you stop it from working? If it's an infusion pump, could you change the dosage and actually affect somebody's life? If you're just monitoring readings or vital signs, you could, you know, cut those off. So I think those are the things that we're most worried that people will do. I don't think there's evidence that that has been done yet, luckily. But I think another area is also just privacy concerns. Maybe they are interested in getting that protected health information. I mean, the SingHealth hack a couple of years ago now in Singapore is a famous example of where, you know, private data was the main reason for the hack. And yeah, I talked about the IoMT, right, the medical things. But IoT devices themselves, they also have reasons for attack, and they could be used as an entry point to the network. So you're seemingly mundane, you know, Bluetooth connected or network connected Bluetooth device could just be a way that attacker could get into your network and jump to your corporate laptop that connected to your corporate network.
So could you give us an example of what kind of medical devices, other than the ones that you've already mentioned, can be hacked? Or is this all connected medical devices can be hacked?
I think basically any piece of software, anything that is connected to the internet could potentially be hacked. I don't have specific examples of where hacks have actually occurred, but mm-hmm. I think you can look at the number of recalls that we see for medical devices. And I've seen a report where 22% of the recalls of medical devices in the first quarter of this year have actually been related to software, and that equates to 13 million devices. So there's other reasons why devices have been recalled, obviously, but software has been the top reason for 19 of the past 20 wow. quarters. So there's a lot of focus on software and keeping it secure for these devices.
All right, so knowing that medical devices can be hacked in any kind of setting, how can we then secure these medical devices?
Right. I think it really starts from the device manufacturers, because you know they are the ones that giving out to the healthcare. I think we could probably come to what the healthcare providers could do later on. But from the device manufacturers, the very first thing that they can do is to start using a secure software development lifecycle. So any software company is going to have their own software development lifecycle, and that's how they develop their software. But security actually works best when it's treated as an intrinsic property of the software rather than just bolting on the end. So you don't want to develop your entire software and then just say, oh, we'll do our penetration testing at the end. We'll do some security checks at the end. So what you want is to have this secure development lifecycle, so that you are creating the correct security requirements at the front. You're identifying during your design phase what the security design should be. And then, of course, you're actually finding your bugs during the actual development. Mm-hmm. So this will help these device manufacturers identify what are their key assets, what are the methods in which the attackers could compromise them. And so if you're this type of organization that has a secure software development lifecycle, you're more likely to also try to improve this program and, you know, and measure how it's going, so it's more mature in terms of security.
All right, Ian. I'm speaking, by the way, to Ian Hall, Manager of Client Success at Synopsys Software Integrity Group, about hacking medical devices, which is quite concerning when you think about it this way. Ian, moving forward, though, what can medical device makers and everyone really do to minimize all these hacking?
Well, I think the healthcare providers, I think the very first thing they need to be aware of, and probably everyone needs to be aware of, is the types of devices that you're using. You need to know what you have so that you can protect it. I think, you know, I've been saying devices today, but there are these hospital-based devices, you know, the infusion pumps, the smart vital sign monitoring, but then there's also these other smarter devices that you will have at home. So you need to be aware of all of these, and then you can protect it. Then as a healthcare provider, you need to think about your supply chain, right? Mm-hmm. You need to be able to assess the security and risk management postures of your vendors. So it's easy for me to say, but actually it's probably more difficult to do in practice. And there are actually frameworks to help organizations do that. So there's this framework called BSIM for supply chain. And so that's an acronym. It's Building Security in Maturity Model for Supply Chain. And basically what it is it identifies 22 different activities that your vendors should be doing. And it helps to separate an organization to separate the vendors between those that actually know things about security and are taking it seriously and those that are treating it as a backseat. You know, it gives you a scoring mechanism to help you and how you can assess these different activities. I think that's important.
Very informative, and thanks for bringing awareness to this, Ian. Ian Hall is the Manager of Client Success at Synopsys Software Integrity Group about medical devices being hacked. You're listening to The Breakfast Huddle right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.